Director arrested in PACL are Sates 49,000s. Crowland scam. EOW cracks down on PACL's Arsate under 49,000 CR fraud. Fake land, real loot, India's biggest Ponzi scam busted, unmesh Gujarati sprouts, news exclusive. In one of India's biggest financial frauds, EOW Uttar Pradesh arrested Gurnam Singh, director of PACL, for orchestrating a Arsate under 49,000 crore Ponzi scam that duped over 5 crore investors across 10 states. PACL lured the public with fake land schemes. ED and CBI continue probing fund diversion and money laundering. In a major breakthrough, the Economic Offences Wing, EOW, of Uttar Pradesh arrested 69-year-old Gurnam Singh, director of Pearls Agrotech Corporation Limited, PACL, from Punjab's Ropar district. Singh is accused of being one of the masterminds behind a staggering Rs 49,000 crore Ponzi-style scam that duped over 5 crore investors across 10 Indian states. This is considered one of the largest financial frauds in independent India. Singh's arrest follows years of joint investigations by the EOW, Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and the Enforcement Directorate, ED. According to the Sprouts News Investigation Team, site, Singh operated as a key director under PACL founder Nirmal Singh Bangu, who passed away during the pendency of multiple criminal proceedings. PACL's unregulated NBFC operations spread across 10 states founded, originally as Guruvant Agrotech Ltd. in 1996, and later renamed PACL Ltd. in 2011, the company was never registered as a non-banking financial company, NBFC, under Section 45 of the RBI Act, 1934. Despite this, PACL carried out unauthorized deposit collection operations by launching fictitious land investment schemes across Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Assam, Delhi, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala, Bihar, Andhra Pradesh, and Chhattisgarh. Without NBFC registration or required licenses, PACL aggressively lured small investors, especially in Mahoba, Sultanpur, Farrukhabad, and Jalan districts of UP, with promises of land allotments and high returns. Investors were issued bond receipts against their deposits, but neither plots nor promised earnings were delivered. According to EOW estimates, over around 19,000 crore was collected from UP alone. Sprouts News Investigation Team, SET, reviewed company documents that clearly linked Singh to decisions made at the highest level of the scam. ED tracks money trail to shell firms and luxury properties. The ED's Delhi Zonal Office recently filed a supplementary prosecution complaint under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, further exposing the depth of the scam. The agency uncovered how PACL laundered investor funds through shell companies such as MSMDB Housing Complex Pavit Limited, owned by Bangu's son-in-law, Harsatinder Pal Singh Hire. Between 2011 and 2014, Hire reportedly bought several high-value properties in Mumbai, Punjab, and Haryana using illicitly diverted funds. Despite knowing the tainted nature of the assets, Hire continued to use and present them as legitimate business holdings. He was arrested on March 21st and remains in judicial custody. Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has learned that ED is preparing to attach more assets under the PMLA, and has begun cross-referencing property records and company balance sheets submitted between 2008 and 2016. Anatomy of the scam: pyramid promises and zero delivery. The PACL scam was built on a familiar formula: promise, persuade, vanish. The company offered high returns by claiming investor funds would be used to buy and develop agricultural and commercial land. Instead of valid ownership documents, investors received certificates with no legal standing. The scheme was orchestrated by PACL founder Nirmal Singh Bangu, a former milkman from Banala, Punjab. Bangu began his career at Pearls India and later worked with Golden Forest India Ltd., a company also accused of fraud. After its collapse, Bangu launched PACL and used his prior experience to build a vast network of agents who,